and Andy is here, and we're going to. Could one company soon be in a position to charge us what it likes for mobile phone services? What?
Yeah, well, that's the anxiety, anyway, that consumer groups have. This is all about spectrum, Nikki, and, of course, our careers depend on spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum, 693 kilohertz is what we broadcast on, so those waves go through the...
909.
Yeah, those are the waves. If you get up to megahertz, you get up to FM, TV broadcast, etc., and there's a certain section above a certain frequency which mobile phone companies use to transmit mobile phone messages. Now, that chunk of frequency, that spectrum, sold off by the government, it's regulated and sold off. They have to pay for it, sometimes large amounts of money. There's a consultation on how to divvy it up, which is closing today. Matt Barth, the technology editor for Which, is worried that one company might dominate that spectrum when T-Mobile merges with Orange. Here's what he said.
One of the big issues around this merger, I mean, this merger will create effectively a mobile phone monster in the marketplace. You're looking at, you know, these two companies, T-Mobile and Orange, having almost 40% of the market share. But more importantly, they're going to own nearly 90% of this so-called hot 1800 megahertz spectrum. Now, this is basically the type of mobile spectrum that's going to be used for potentially 4G data services. So, you know, the kind of smartphones that are accessing the internet could be using this spectrum, and this merged company would own an awful lot of it.
So that's the consumer view. Let's get an independent view from Eddie Murphy, who's a telecoms and business analyst from Priory Consulting. Eddie, do you agree with that worry that if T-Mobile merges with Orange, they're going to have too much, they're going to dominate, and they might be able to rip us off?
I think it is a worry that they might have too much of the spectrum, and that would give them a huge competitive advantage over others. What I don't see is that would lead to increased prices. I think it's much more likely that it would lead to increased profits for the merged group, profits that they wouldn't feel the need to pass on to cost savings that they wouldn't pass on to consumers, simply because the other competing companies in the market wouldn't be able to force them to.
Now, Orange, of course, owned by France Telecom, T-Mobile owned by Deutsche Telekom. I know Brussels is looking into whether this merger should go ahead, but the Office of Fair Trading is saying we should investigate it here too. What do you reckon?
I think it's probably reasonable for the Office of Fair Trading to have a look at this, because it would result in a very dominant market player. But the OFT doesn't actually have any powers to force them to do anything. What will happen is that they will negotiate with them with a threat of referring them to a competition commission inquiry, which most companies would go a long way to avoid.
With regard to the spectrum, the 3G spectrum, obviously, they paid huge amounts for that. It did wonders for the Treasury and not so great for the finances of the mobile phone companies when that happened. Are we going to get a similar thing happening with 4G spectrum?
I think the mobile sector has learned a very stiff lesson from what happened in the 3G licence auctions. I think that was during a period of what we generally call irrational exuberance. I think the industry is much more rational now, and while there is likely to be an auction for spectrum that's made available, I can't see silly prices being paid for it like happened a few years ago.
OK, thank you very much for that. That's Eddie Murphy there from Priory Consulting.